Rav Shalom is asking permission from Rav Naftali. Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Zat Hashem, we all going to have the merit to be here together. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. There is a bar mitzvah of one of the children from school, Nachman Avivi, Parashat Parah, to be purified from all contaminations, praising Hashem. Yesterday I heard from the Rav Shlomo Ben Chama that saw in the Zohar on what it's written, Zot Chukat HaTorah, that was supposed to be written the chukah of the para, not of all of the Torah. And it's a rule that goes on all of the Torah. That what is that rule? To accept with faith, even if you don't understand, to learn Torah and to keep the mitzvot like a rule. It's not just on the para, the red cow, that you don't understand. Just all of the Torah, you should know it. And the truth is that we should know that also on the things that we understand, to keep with a complete faith. Have to keep it like a rule. This is what Hashem commanded, this is what we should do. So I thought to myself, with help from heaven, that the mitzvah, that on it we have to the most to think about as a rule, it's the faith. Because like we said, it's true, in the red cow really we cannot understand nothing over there. A lot of questions and things that contradict each other that you don't understand. But in faith, it's also very hard to understand. The mitzvah of faith, all of that construct is very hard to understand. To understand that everything is good, it's very hard to understand. The person has so many things that he's going through, difficulties without an end. And even more so, a person that really have mamash, deep troubles and suffering, really, you have to believe that everything is good. So also the faith, you have to take it like that, that it's also rule of the Torah. And even more so, faith includes all the Torah inside. The faith included inside of it all of the Torah. It's the foundation of all of the Torah, of all of the world. It's the foundation of all of life. It's faith. And a man have to believe in a complete faith that everything is good, going to a good place. Like that we wrote, we had the merit to write, that if a person have the merit to say thank you, that we learned from our honorable Rebbe, Rabbi Natan Mibreslev, that if a person have the merit to say thank you, by that all of the judgments been cancelled and pulled all of the salvations. This is why a person have to be strong on that point, to believe everything is good, even though that the person sees which good things are in that thing. He cannot understand the good things at all. But really, the truth is, like that Rabbi Natan is saying, and Rabbi Natan is writing, it's truth. Really, if Am Israel would listen to the voice of the real righteous people, to walk in that path, to believe that everything is good, and to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the good and on the bad, for sure all of the judgments, the troubles and the exile have been cancelled totally, and the complete salvation would already happen. This is the words of Rab Natan. With a small changing, few words I changed in the middle, but it's much precise what that he said. He's writing really with truth. And now all of us, we were supposed to see, to live that faith, to remember what that I already said, and I'm saying it again, that what the rule that Hashem set, crying for generations, it's only that the person is walking in the path that he wants to walk in. You want to cry? Alright, we're gonna let you cry. We're gonna provide you a lot of options, reasons to cry. We're gonna provide things, reasons for you to cry. But if you're gonna start saying thank you, it's all gonna stop. All the exile is gonna stop. Also, it's privately to every person and generally. Every exile that a person had, everyone with what that he's got, there is no even question to go to ask Harav. Go to the field, say half an hour thank you, and this is it. You have such a solution. Believe that it's all good. Go say thank you. Every problem that you have, go say half an hour thank you. Every problem you have in your life, go say thank you half an hour. Thank you, thank you. Everyone gonna say thank you. Here you have a solution to cancel, to finish the exile. Here you have a solution to finish the exile. Rabbeinu is writing, you should know that all kinds of sorrow, you should know that every kind of sorrow and all of the sufferings are only because of lack of wisdom. Because the person that have wisdom, he knows that all that comes on him is under the supervision of Hashem Yitbarach, by the supervision. This is how Hashem wants. This is how Hashem wants it to be. This is how Hashem supervising. This is how that he wants it to be. And you're not suffering at all. And you don't feel no sorrow. This is what that Rabbeinu is posek, psak. Cannot understand it in two ways. So what's the person have to do? Only to ask from Hashem that he's gonna have wisdom. And by that I gave an answer to what that I said, that people are saying how many troubles have Am Israel, cannot suffer the exile anymore. Words of despair. Falling the person in spirit, like that Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not having mercy on Am Israel, Chas V'Shalom. Like Hashem Chas V'Shalom is not good, Chas V'Shalom. By that wonderful wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh that we learned, there is no troubles to Am Israel. They have only lack of wisdom. Which troubles do you have? When that person that he's got the worst troubles, he's gonna have wisdom, finish the troubles. He doesn't have no troubles anymore. It's simple. Just the troubles been finished. finished the troubles. Simple as that. In the moment that the person have wisdom, no more troubles anymore. So what am Yisrael lack of? Wisdom, knowledge. So I talked about it, and I'm looking for ways how to penetrate it, that path that everyone gonna know. That everything that each and every one of us lack of is knowledge, wisdom. This is why we need to pray a long prayer in Chonenu Mitcha, Chokhmah Bina Vadat, to ask, to beg, that Hashem will have mercy on all of Am Yisrael. Because in the moment that all of Am Yisrael is going to say thank you, the exile is going to be finished. In that moment, the exile is going to be finished. This is it. All of the exile, all of the troubles are going to be finished. Going to stop. Have to distribute a lot the book, Gardens of Gratitude, and the cities on thanks. All of the cities on thanks, and especially the cities stop whining. To teach Am Yisrael, say thank you. And all of the exile is going to stop. All of the troubles are going to finish. Yes. So Rabbeinu is writing that it's true that there are suffering, kinds of suffering, that the person is sick, that he feels ill, pains in his body. But Rabbeinu is writing that in the moment that that person knows that it's all by the private supervision of Hashem, so also that is easy for him to accept those sufferings. Those sufferings that he feels them in the body. Rest of suffering of debts and things like that, it's all nonsense. We're talking about sufferings that are not depends in the body, they're all nonsense. I talked to a certain Jew that he was in prison. He received the book Gardens of Gratitude to prison. He read it and he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I promise you, if you're going to send me to be closed in my house instead of jail, so I'm saying thank you every day, half an hour. He had a miracle with no chance that he's going to achieve it. Now he was supposed to have a trial. And he said, Ribono Shel Olam, make me innocent. I'm going to say every day 1 hour. And he was innocent in the trial. There was no chance. And he's saying now, every day. Every day. On every suffering, I have a student that his name is Or, that is making groups. He's teaching them faith. People are coming to him with the worst troubles in all of Eretz Israel. What he's teaching them? To say thank you. And he himself is doing every day 6 hours in Bodedut. And he's teaching them to say thank you. Every day he's telling me miracles. Every day. He's calling me emergency. What happened? A miracle. This week a woman came with her daughter that she's falling all of the time. She's got epilepsy. She's falling a lot of times every day. He taught her to tell her to say thank you that she's falling. She's saying 20 minutes the daughter stopped falling. And she had anxieties and fears, they disappeared also. He told her, just keep on saying thank you, the girl gonna be totally healthy. All troubles that a person have in his life, you're gonna feel it. And Rabbeinu is writing, even on physical troubles, debts and things that are not depends in the body, it's a joke, it's nonsense. When you have the wisdom, it's not hard for you. Half an hour saying thank you, and you cancel. You're saying thank you to Hashem Yitbarach on the fact that you don't have a wife. You realize Hashem want me not to have that wife. This is it. Pray that you're going to have wisdom, that you're going to know that all of what that Hashem wants you to have is good. And all of the trouble is going to be finished. There is only one trouble. That people don't have wisdom, that we don't have that wisdom, that understanding, simple faith, to know everything is good in the world. There is no bad in the world. This is what the Rabbeinu is writing. The main sorrow and suffering is because that the person doesn't have the knowledge. And they're doing it from heaven that the person will feel the suffering. That he's going to realize that he needs to ask on wisdom. And then he's going to have that desire to achieve the knowledge. He's asking, why do I have all of those sufferings? Oh, because I don't have the wisdom. So then he's asking, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me wisdom. And he's saying thank you from all of his heart. And then he's got Hamtaka, means all judgments being cancelled. He can feel that Hashem Yitbarach is with him. He's saying thank you from all of his heart. You're going to reach it. You're going to achieve it. Finish all sufferings. And this is the main sorrow of Am Yisrael that they have in the exile. This is what Rabbeinu is writing. All because that they fell from the wisdom. It's all written. We're just explaining it in a simple way. But it's written in Likutei Moharan. Word after word. You should know this is the main sorrow of Am Yisrael. What did we say? That there is no other kind of sorrow? This is what it's written. Hashem gave me that wisdom, Baruch Hashem, to look, to remember that. But it's all written, Likutei Moharan, Likutei Halachot. This is the main sorrow of Am Yisrael that they have in their exile, because they fell from wisdom. And they're thinking that the reason of all of their suffering is because of nature, because of reasons. How many sufferings we have in the exile, thoughts of despair. Thoughts that makes the person weak, makes him weak. Let Am Yisrael become weaker. We need to strengthen Am Yisrael, to teach them, like, what happened? What? Hashem Yitbarach, Chas Shalom, he stopped having mercy on Am Yisrael. What? Hashem stopped giving them good things? Hashem left Am Yisrael? What? Hashem Yitbarach forgot Am Yisrael? What? Just the exile is long, because this is why on us that duty is falling, that we're going to go and open classes to go to teach people, to talk with people on Garden of Gratitude. Stop whining. First of all, that the man going to have faith. After it, also he's going to do tshuva. But first of all, that he's going to have faith. First of all, the foundation of all is faith. First of all, that the man going to have faith. First of all. And also you have the book Garden of Faith, the Olami, the
universal,
not universal, the new one, the world Garden of Faith, world edition. A teacher in a secular school, he learned the book Garden of Faith, and she started to teach the students in her secular school to say thank you. She came to show me the pamphlets, notebooks of the students. Every day they're writing a complete page of thanks. Page of thanks. She gave me the day after, she brought me those. Students are saying, writing so many thanks, how many thanks they're writing. And the parents saw that the children been changed in the houses. They're saying, thank you, mother. And they're not complaining, asking something. Become good children, good kids. So started to look for the reason, the parents. Who is the one to blame in all of those good things? Who is the one to blame? So they found the teacher. So the manager of school, the principal said, if so, all of the school, all classes gonna learn Garden of Gratitude to children. So now we're working urgent to write that book, a version for children.
Wow.
Rabbeinu is writing in Second Torah that this is the main education for children, that they're going to say thank you. To penetrate the concept of thanks in the world, we can finish the exile today. If everyone going to walk with a book, Garden of Gratitude, distributing the cities of thanks, today the salvation. Today all of your troubles can be finished. This is it. Today, listen to me. Take the book. Listen to those cities. Listen. It's pity. Today you're going to finish all of your troubles. Listen to me. Do it. Go say thank you. all of your troubles are going to be finished. This is it. If you're going to say thank you, half an hour every day, you're going to find your wife. This is it. Finish all of the exile. This is what Hashem wants. It's good. Thank you. I don't have no questions on you, Hashem. So Rabbeinu is saying, people thinking that it all depends in nature and in accidents, things that happen, and in reasons, because of that, they're suffering so much. Like we explained before. And it's happening to them because they're between the nations and they learned from them, because that they see that now their hour is succeeding, they're succeeding. So the learning from the non-Jews and Am Israel being insulted and disgraced between them, so they're learning from the non-Jews to say that everything depends in nature, because of nature. Like I said, and I'm going to say it again, the three children that have been kidnapped, Hashem is going to bring them healthy and safe to their houses. It woke me up to see that there are millions of kidnapped people. We feel very sorry on those three ones, but there are millions of people being kidnapped, that they are kidnapped for long years, and no one is crying on them, no one is praying on them. From that, Hashem woke me up to understand. Hashem came to woke us up. It's hard for you on those three children. What with all of the rest? That the Yetzirah kidnapped them to the bad drugs, all kinds of filth. There are people that married to non-Jews, people that are so kidnapped that they don't even know that they're Jews. Totally kidnapped. They don't even know. They lost their identity. Who is crying on them? Who is praying on them? Three people, for sure it hurts for us on every soul and souls. And we're praying on them. And we're crying not only on those three. And we're crying for them, for sure. But what with the rest of millions of Jews that have been kidnapped? With all of those millions, who gonna go? Who gonna scream on them? Who gonna cry on them? Who gonna go to try to save them? And it's easy, it's not hard like those three guys that we don't know where are they. Here they are in front of your eyes. Go, just to bring them back. Go, save them, redeem them, save them, take them out. Why are you sitting, hugging yourself? Why people are not going to bring those kidnaps? Why? Every time I hear from the people that are making hafatzah distribution, I hear every time people that are going, telling me miracles, wonders. Yes, every time. Rabbi Moshe is telling us all of the time stories. Everyone that is going, we hear stories from him. Because for sure, there are people that have been kidnapped and we have to save them. To bring them back. Baruch Hashem, I hear a lot of stories on every book and book, Peace in the House, every book. The Chassidus Avaran, the ones that were arguing with Rabbi Nathan and with Rabbeinu, the ones that were arguing the most with Rabbeinu, today they're buying the most my books. Someone told me that they're buying amounts, huge amounts. The books, Hashem put grace in the books. Just need to go. There is a lot of light, a lot of light. And really, there is. Yesterday I heard from Rav Ben Chamo, that is the chief rabbi of Kiryat Gat, that people said that 50,000 people made tshuva this year in Eretz Israel. 50,000 people. They're receiving information to strengthen Israel. The light is growing. The light is growing. But we need to strengthen it more and to see more, because that wonderful wisdom that Rabbeinu is teaching us to know about one hour it bodedut, go with Garden of Gratitude, of faith, to sing to Hashem Itbarach songs, to praise Him, to be happy with Hashem. Here in Shabbos we're going to pray together, going to have the merit to be all of us together, to say Hallel like we should in Shabbos, to praise Hashem, and in Sunday to praise Hashem, to sing to Hashem. Every opportunity that we have, Rabbi Nathan is writing in his book Days of Moharanah that every time that he was dancing, he is mentioning it in his book. He was appreciating that effort of dancing. He was evaluating it. He appreciated it.
Okay.
Moshe went to a certain place, there were two guys over there. Moshe said that he went to make hafatzah somewhere. He saw a Haredi person and a Chiloni person in that place. So he said to himself, I will not going to talk to the Haredi. He was embarrassed. He said, I will talk to the Chiloni. Started to talk to the Chiloni, and he's talking and talking and talking, and Hashem gave him words to talk. Suddenly the Haredi took out from his bag a book of Likutei Moharan. He told him, you know, you gave me this book 17 years ago. Because of you, I made tshuva. This is the book. He showed him that Haredi took out the book, Likutei Moharan, told him, you gave me that book 17 years ago. He was embarrassed to talk to that Haredi, that he made that Haredi 17 years ago. You see the light of Afatza. You see everything that you're distributing, the Afatza is not going lost. It's staying, walking with you. Kadosh Baruch Hu has got a book that it's written. Everyone that gave a book, it's written. No matter what happened with that person, that book still belongs to the one that distributed that book. Every time you hear a story, it's strengthening to see. He don't remember, he doesn't know, he forgot. He doesn't know what he done, the person, each and every one of us. 1 month ago, came a woman. Two people, man and a woman, that they were talking. He gave her a flower or something. The man gave the woman a flower. So Moshe is telling him, what you give her a flower? The flower is going to die in the end. Give her a ring. So after a while, so they were talking, this and that, and he convinced him to take the book, Garden of Peace. And that person told him, no, Moshe told him, take it for free. Take it, just learn that book, Garden of Peace. After 10 days, he met them in the Kotel, they came to him back to the Kotel Amaravi. She showed him the hand that he gave her a ring, and they're getting married. Am Israel are beyond nature. Strengthen ourselves. Immediately that you strengthen yourself in faith, you become to be above nature. Even when people are sinning and they're falling under nature, like the non-Jews, that they're under the law and nature. For sure they have, the Jews, they have exile and sorrow. The main sorrow that they have is by that itself, that they don't have the wisdom. And they're thinking that it's because of nature. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have mercy on Am Yisrael, to save them from the exile, to make an end and finish to their sorrow, that is making them suffering, so then he's pulling on them private supervision and conquered and surrender the nature that makes them to think that there is a certain obligation that they have to be under the hands of the non-Jews, the nations. And then the nations that are the troubles being cancelled, and Am Yisrael are rising above them by the private supervision. So when Hashem is observing on them, this is it. So when the man receives the book, this is the supervision. A CD, it's a supervision of Hashem. Hashem is observing, checking. Hashem sent that book. This is how you can see the private supervision of Hashem. Rabbeinu is saying, and you should know, that private supervision is coming from the end of the world. Because in the future, in the end, the nature are going to be totally cancelled. And they're going to stay only the private supervision. Like that it's written, that the sky going to be like smoke, and the earth going to be ruined, there will be no nature anymore. So Hashem is bringing the private supervision from the end of the world, from the day that the nature going to be cancelled, that the world will not going to be led by the stars and nature, that all of the how you say mazalot, the constellations gonna be cancelled. And when Hashem wants to make an end for all of Am Yisrael in a certain point to Am Yisrael from their exile, so he's bringing the private supervision from the end of the world, from the place that they're gonna be over there, only private supervision. And by that supervision, Am Yisrael have miracles and end to all of the non-Jews and things that were making them sorry. So if there is a certain nation that makes Am Yisrael suffering, you have to have a certain private supervision that nation is going to surrender. But all of the rest of the troubles don't need such a huge private supervision. You just need a small supervision. It's one book. Just one book. A CD. This is it. Finish to all of the troubles. A tiny supervision. Just give him a book. Give him a CD. This is it. Not such a huge supervision. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring a certain end to a certain nation, so he's bringing the end also from the end. Rabbeinu is writing something very important, that a prayer is an aspect of private supervision beyond of nature, that the nature obligates something to be, and the prayer changes the nature. And Rabbeinu is saying, tachlis, bottom line, you can pray, go to pray. Pray. Because the prayer, it's already the private supervision. It's an aspect of a huge thing. Who is a huge nation that he's got God close to him, like Hashem, our God, that every time we call him, he's there. Because this is our greatness, that Hashem listened to our prayer, changing the nature by the private supervision that he is observing on us. Like that it's written, tell me the miracles that Elisha made. And the Holy Gemara is explaining over there that the miracles that Elisha made was with prayers. That he was making miracles was all with prayers. That he was, so you see that prayer is an aspect of miracles and supervision beyond nature, an aspect of greatness. And this is it. So now we have that advice to go to pray on Am Yisrael, to pray. if we should say thank you on the suffering, or also to ask for mercy from Hashem. The main thing is just to say thank you. Just to say thank you. Don't need even to ask for mercy. Just to say thank you. Why? Because when you coming to that faith that it's good, you're not asking for nothing. You say, oh, every day half an hour, another day half an hour, thanks. Teva, nature, mikriyut, accidents, and Mazal, luck, is the first letter that contains the word Matat. Matat is the angel that in charge of 6 days of the week. Nature, accident, things that are happening accidentally, and luck, Mazal. The suffering are being solved by themselves when the person is saying thank you. If there is a second person that needs help, pray on him, that he also going to have the merit to pray. Someone said that he heard from Rav Ofer Erez, that he heard from Rav Elazar Berlan, to fast. Rav Berlan said to fast every day until Tzedek Kochavim to bring back those three guys that have been kidnapped. Rav Shalom asked him, they asked Rav Shalom, what's your opinion? He said, if someone have the power, everyone that have the power to fast, and he will not going to feel that it makes his Limud HaTorah and his Itbodedut weaker, so we can fast. But if not, if it's going to ruin your Itbodedut, you're not even going to wake up to pray. You cannot even pray. And what with all of those millions of people, like we said before, millions of people that have been kidnapped for years and years and we're not awake. Thank you that you woke us up. We're going to cry on those three ones and also on the rest of all the millions. So for sure it's good to fast if it will not going to make you weak. Like the halacha is saying, you cannot break halacha. Rabbeinu is saying, take my book, stand him straight and upside down. Harav, I know him. I was going with him. He can not eat a complete week. He serves Hashem and you will not going to see on him that he wasn't eating. I was going with him for years. He is... it's usual for him not to eat. He's not eating, not sleeping. It's not a human being at all. Always I said that he's not a human being. It's not a human being. But if a person, he knows that he's going to be weaker in learning Torah, if you can fast a half of a day, it's also a blessing, it's also good. If a man is in depression, sadness, how are we going to say thank you? Say thank you Hashem that I'm in depression. Thank you Hashem that I'm in sadness, that I'm in depression. Thank you. Thank you Hashem that I'm in depression, that I'm so sad. Thank you that he's so depressed, that he's so weak, that he's tired. Thank you. This is how you should say on every weakness, spiritually and physically, to say thank you. Say thank you on the depression. What's the wisdom that there is in it? Because the person he's got, Rabbeinu said here, there are three things. And Shalom Arush wrote, he's not arguing, it's an explanation. Three things that because that people are, or that he's blaming himself, or that he blames someone else, or that a man thinks that it's because of nature. Three reasons that he cannot see the supervision of Hashem. He cannot see that it's all Hashem. Or that he's blaming himself. And he's chasing under himself sadness and all of self-blaming. Or that he's blaming someone else, him or her or whatever. Or that he's saying it's because of nature. This is how I wrote in the book Garden of Faith. Three reasons, three options. But now when a person is saying thank you, it means it's not me, it's not him, it's not nothing, it's you. And it's good. So in the moment that a person, because when the person is falling from faith, So immediately he's got judgments on him. This is what it's written. Immediately he's got judgments. He fell from faith. And when a person is climbing back to faith, there is no judgments on him anymore. And Chazal said that the biggest cure of them all to cancel suffering is to accept them with love. This is how Chazal said. You accept suffering with love, this is it. You got rid of the suffering. The verse is saying, Kol Rina Vishua, songs, Gra is saying that, the Gaon Vilna is saying, it's written, Kol Rina Vishua, you hear the songs and the salvation. So he said, but the Gra is saying, you need to say, Kol the voice of salvation, and then songs, people are praising. He say, no, the Gra is saying, because of the songs, the praises, you're going to see the salvation. Candies we're receiving. Candies. Honey, candies with honey and chocolate inside, we're receiving it. Call a voice of songs and salvations. Like we said, that a man strength himself. People are saying, what's going to happen? The guys, the Bachurim, are asking about times of doing Afatza, that it's too late for the Israeli group. They have to stay and learn until 7, so they're saying that they cannot go to do Afatza after 7 because it's a very short time, and at 9 people are not opening anymore. So Rav said that he will talk to the supervisor of the guys, maybe that one day a week or 2 days a week they're going to have more time. Everyone that wants to go to make a fatza in Be'er Sheva, go by the name of Avraham Avinu. He opened the path for us in Be'er Sheva. A messenger of Avraham Avinu. When the Yetzirah makes the person weak not to go to prayer, because in the minute the man is going to go and pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, he's going to see salvation in everything. Strengthen yourself. Thanks. And then prayers. Everyone, according to that issue, you're going to see salvation. Yetzirah makes the person weak not to go to pray. So Rabbeinu is writing here. Rabbeinu is bringing that each subject issue of the Hashem Yitbarach is bringing down, crying to tears. What that we learned from that Torah, that also if there are troubles to Am Yisrael from a certain nation, if Am Yisrael is going to strengthen themselves in prayers, they're going to bring that supervision down to them to save them. The rest of the troubles, it's private things for Am Yisrael. When he's saying thank you, so he needs salvation. But if there is a nation that makes Am Yisrael suffering, when Am Yisrael together strengthen themselves in prayers, so also they're going to pull the supervision. This is the explanation of what that Obi Tamiya said in Masechet Brachot. He said, "What it is Goha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is remembering his children that they are suffering between of the nations, is crying two tears to the large sea, and his voice been sound from the end of the world to the other end of the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers that they are between the nations in sorrow, between the nations, like we said, because of the main sorrow, that they are between the nations, that they learned from them and fell from the wisdom, and thinking that it all depends in nature. This is their sorrow. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing down the tears, that they are the aspect of the private supervision. They are the aspect of supervision, the tears. Like that it's written on the verse that the clouds went after the rain. It's the power of the eyesight, the power of the ability to see that goes after the tears. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking on Am Yisrael better after that he is crying. So means that he is pulling the private supervision on them stronger after that he is crying those two tears. Pulling the private supervision on them. You can see better after that you're crying. So Hashem, after that he's crying, he can see Am Yisrael more. So it means he's supervising on them, observing on them more. Something very important that we need to remember always, and just remember now when we said, but we need to talk about it again, how much it's important that everyone gonna remember between people inside of the yeshiva. Very important, just remember to have peace between us and love, not to hurt no one else, not to make no one sorry in the yeshiva, not to make no one sorry. Hashem going to testify on me that I went so many sufferings, difficulties, and I was suffering quietly that no one else going to feel bad. A lot of things during my life I was suffering, and I was suffering so much. The main thing, not even not to say a bad comment to no one, I was suffering quietly, not to make no one sorry. And it's already before I was keeping Torah mitzvot, when I was young. A person have to be strong, not to make no one sorry, to respect everyone, to love everyone. It's very important. Us, that we're doing 1 hour itvodedut, learning Holy Torah, how important it is that everyone that's going to see you, it has to be, which wonderful Torah. Oh, look, how he's respecting people, how he's honoring people. But if people will not going to see that on you, if the Torah is not bringing you to good attributes, so it's disgracing the name of Hashem. The people are saying, this is the Torah. It's written on that, people that makes people hate Hashem. If a person that have the smallest kippah on his hand, he makes, and he's not acting in Derech Eretz, he makes people hate Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. Even if the kippah is in the size that you need, magnifying glass to see it, still people think that he's a rabbi. And immediately they're thinking, oh, look how he's acting, how he's behaving. And inside the yeshiva, between your friends, you're not behaving nice. So really, what can we say?
No more problems.
People are asking, what about a wife that she doesn't have a wisdom? Needs to pray on her that she's going to have the wisdom. But when a wife being respected her husband is respecting her. Her main trouble is from her husband, usually. This is her main troubles that she's got, that her husband is not respecting her, saying to her bad comments. Rest of the troubles she can manage. You be the you don't be the messenger for her troubles. Do every day half an hour on that, that you can respect her. When we're going to start the prayer Shabbos morning? 6:30. I would wanted to pray even earlier, but so what? But we have a long day. So what? I don't mind. Let's start earlier. I don't mind to pray in the nets even. I wish that we're going to have public to the nets. Part of them going to come at 8. Also going to... What can we do? Young guys, they want to sleep a lot. We're judging them in a positive way. They're young. They want to sleep a lot. 6:30, Hodu. Shabbos at 8. America already.
Sleeping, practicing for bed.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh.